how to integrate Dharma practice with daily activities, which is an essential aspect of the Kadampa way of life. And I'd like to read to you some teaching on this subject Venerable Geshe-la gave in 1997. He said, as Kadampa practitioners, we should try gradually to integrate all our Dharma practices together with our daily activities. Through learning, we can gradually transform our daily activities and actions, including watching television, talking, cooking, eating. We can transform them into Lamrim practice. Okay? So these are just some examples, but every activity. So when we're watching television, we want to be practicing Lamrim. Okay? When we are talking with others, we are practicing Lamrim. When we're cooking, when we're eating, practice Lamrim. So all these activities can be transformed through our intention. So oftentimes, let's say if we're watching television or something like that, maybe we're watching the news. We want to see what's going on in the world, what's happening in our country, in other countries. And naturally we see a lot of suffering. Right? And so we can be watching television thinking, I want to improve my renunciation and compassion. Because when we watch television, we see the faults of samsara, we see the suffering of living beings, we see the world situation, we see the results of delusion. And so as we're watching television, watching the news, for example, we can be strengthening our wish to liberate ourselves and all living beings from samsara. One life controlled by delusion after another, cycle of impure life, like this. Then our watching television, very meaningful. Whatever we're watching, we can think, what is this teaching me? What is this teaching me? Of course, talking, cooking, if we have a good intention to benefit others through this activities. Eating. In Venerable Geshe-la's book, Universal Compassion, he explains three different practices of the yoga of eating. Or maybe we could say the yoga of eating with like three different methods of practicing it according to Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. Okay? So for example, and Geshe says what we can do is we can learn these methods and we can choose which one fits our inclinations and our wishes. Okay, but according to the Vinaya Sutras, when we eat or drink, we should think that this is curing the sickness of hunger and thirst. Okay, so then whenever we are eating, we stop attachment and think this food or drink is like medicine to cure sickness of hunger and thirst. Okay, in this way we control our attachment and we regard our food and drink like medicine. Okay? Very helpful. According to Mahayana Sutras, when we eat, we can eat with bodhicitta motivation. Okay? With the intention to benefit countless living beings. So how do we do that? Well, Before we start eating, we think, I want to help all living beings, and therefore I need to attain enlightenment. And since my present human body is the perfect basis for accomplishing enlightenment, I must nourish and sustain it. Okay? So then, with that bodhicitta motivation, with the intention to benefit others, we eat our food and drink. Okay? So like this. So it's like, the ambulance driver taking care of their ambulance, right? The ambulance is their vehicle for benefiting others. So they take very good care of it. I don't know if you've ever looked into like a station. It's immaculate, you know. Where I'm living now at KMC Los Angeles, oftentimes where I walk by the fire station, and like all their vehicles, they're sparkling. They keep them perfect condition, you know, because it's their vehicles for benefiting others. So we can regard our body the perfect basis for attaining enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. Therefore, I need to nourish and sustain it. Wonderful. And then the Vajrayana, you can read in Universal Compassion. Okay, it's very beautiful. You can read. Also, you can read in the Yoga of Experiencing Nectar and other Venerable Geshe's books, like New Guide to Dakini Land, Essence of Vajrayana, and so forth. Okay, so in this way, we can... we can transform our daily activities, like watching television, talking to others, cooking, eating, and so forth, into Lamrim practice. Then there will be no distraction, right? Because we're transforming everything into an object of Lamrim. So it's the opposite of distraction. We're concentrating on virtue. You know, also in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Geshe gives the advice that when we go shopping, which can definitely be an activity with a lot of distraction if we're not careful, he says, with wisdom, so let's say when we go shopping, with wisdom, we should try to understand like what the appearances are teaching us. Okay, the appearances when we go shopping. Some of them, he said, teach us impermanence. Some of them teach us the faults of samsara. Some teach us compassion, and some teach us patience. Okay? And if we practice like this, then you know what will happen? We'll come home with many virtuous states of mind. Because we'll be integrating our Dhamma practice with daily activities, transforming those appearances through Lamrim practice. Okay? So what happens if we don't remember Dharma? Well, then our mind wanders to objects of attachment, frustration, whatever, many delusions, problems. And Geshe says what we bring home is a heavy bag of delusions. That's what we bring. It's not just a heavy bag of clothing or groceries. It's like in our mind, you know. You're like, oh, how was it? Oh, traffic, and then this, and then that, like that, you know. Okay, so let's say we go shopping at the grocery store. So what's teaching us impermanence, you know? And, you know, let's say we're looking at the produce, or we're looking like for the milks and things like that. What are we always checking? You know, is it perishable? Is it those are perishable things, right? And so we're always checking, what's the expiration date? What's the expiration? Because these are all perishable. And you know what that's teaching us? I'm perishable. What's my expiration date? We don't know. It's certain that we will die, but the time of death is uncertain. And then we think, I must practice Dharma, you know, like this. So it's like a very powerful teaching from trying to pick out an avocado, you know. That is profound. Faults of samsara. Yeah, a lot of times if we're at the grocery store, there's people there of all ages. You know, you have people there like different ages. Some people have young children, old people, like every age. And you think, you know, if we see older people, we think, you know, one time they were like that child. And they're like this, like this. I'm like this. I used to be like this. Now I'm this person. I'm going to be this one. Where's this going? I mean, we're just seeing a parade of aging, sickness, and death, only leading to more uncontrolled rebirths in samsara. You know? It's like birth, sickness, aging, death, one continuum. And it's like all in front of us. You know? So that's a powerful teaching on the faults of samsara. No one wants to get old. No one wants to get sick. No one wants to die. And yet, there we all are at the grocery store, getting older, sick, going to die. What is this impure life? You know? This is entirely unnecessary because we have Dharma, you know. But we so then, like this, we understand the faults of samsara. Again, it reminds us of our renunciation. I think I must liberate myself and others from this cycle of impure life. And then, because we're developing that, then of course we're controlling our attachment, other delusions. Okay? So we're increasing our wisdom, our inner peace. We're getting our shopping done. We're getting everything we need, but we're filling our mind with virtue. You know, that whole activity becomes very, very meaningful. Imagine. We can do this. There's no reason we can't do this. And it's so much better than going shopping with attachment and frustration. It's so much better.